So emissions and transport are obviously a big focus for this government right now. Historically, transport's often been neglected. Is this a good thing that they're looking at transport?
Well, I think it is a good thing that transport is in the spotlight, but it does appear to be more a means to fulfil the government's decarbonisation agenda rather than a means to drive an economy and the sort of social benefits for New Zealanders. And I think the road transport industry obviously is concerned about the fact that we are not seeing an investment in roading from the government. In fact, the signals are that they're pretty unhappy with any idea of additional roading. And in fact, in an interview earlier this week, Michael Wood said that Transmission Gully probably wouldn't have been built if Labor had been the decision maker. And I think that's a real concern for us. But having said that, we'll take the interest that the government's showing in transport because it gives us an opportunity to put the position of the road transport industry and the need for safe, well-maintained roads so freight can be delivered around the country and continue to power the economy.
Exactly. But so the government seems to be signalling it won't prioritise these major roading projects like Transmission Gully, and it's looking at other transport solutions. Why do you think it's doing that, and is that really a big mistake?
Well, I think it is ideology over, you know, practical reality, and sadly, that's something that I think we get used to from all governments, irrespective of where they are around the world. Look, the truth is, and Transport in New Zealand this year released its rail and road report, which is available on our website if people want to see that, and that really put the case for roads. I mean, 93% of freight travels on roads, 6% on rail, and about 1% on coastal shipping. Now, I'm very open to there being more freight moved on other modes of transport, but the very real reality is that rail just can't deliver most of what New Zealand needs to be delivered. And you could spend billions and billions of dollars, but you're never going to back up a train to a farm gate or a supermarket.
Mm.
And so what concerns me, I suppose, around the consideration of the supply chain that the government's doing is that they're looking to involve themselves more and more into how freight moves and the mode that it moves on and politicise that. And the issue there is we should be letting those that move freight work out how to best decarbonise. I'd like to see the government incentivise that where they can, assist with research and development, you know, give nudges to business and to industry to decarbonise. We've also got an emissions trading scheme, you know, which is already, you know, prices carbon and should give encouragement. So it's whether you want the heavy hand or the soft hand. Mm. And there will be times where a heavy hand's needed, but I don't think we need government intervention in the supply chain and making, you know, they should be making decisions based on what's best, not on what, you know, what the politics of the situation are.
And in practical terms too, you've said this before, that some of New Zealand's roads, in fact, you know, many of them, are in a very bad shape, really, aren't they? So is it wise just to leave them and to say that we shouldn't be doing a whole lot?
No, it's not wise, because once we get through this sort of fairyland view that we're going to move people and freight by other means, we're still going to need roads. I mean, roads are the great connector and have been since the beginning of civilization. And the reality of New Zealand is we're spread out. We've got population in very sort of in sprawling parts of the country, quite removed from one another. And we're simply, you know, we don't have the scale to put a whole lot of freight or people onto other modes of transport. It's always going to be roads. And, you know, we hear from truck drivers and truck companies all around the country about the third world condition of so many of our roads.
Mm.
That needs to be where the focus of investment is, because it's about travel times, obviously, but actually most importantly, it's about safety and preserving human life. And we've got this Road to Zero policy from the government, which has attracted a bit of controversy. And, you know, Greg Murphy, who's, I think, a real ally of our industry, you know, has indicated his disdain for it. We are similarly sceptical. And it's, once again, it's built up on this idea that the government and all the people that do the roads can protect you if you make a mistake. Well, actually, you know, I think we would say that the biggest influence on accidents is actually driver skills, behaviour, and awareness.
Mm.
And that's where the focus should be.
Okay.
So,
how about, though, the argument that, you know, emissions, that's a big focus for the government as well, cutting emissions and saying transport, and especially road transport, is a big contributor to that. Do you think it's a good idea to, you know, get people off, out of cars, for example?
Yeah, I do. I don't do it in a way that says I've got a judgment about people who drive cars. I do it in a way that says, well, actually, in a city and built-up areas where there's peak time congestion, if it's cheaper, more efficient, better for the environment, better for freight movement to have, for instance, a congestion charge and run alongside that congestion charge really good, efficient, reliable public transport that takes people out of their cars, yes, we should go for it. And I think, you know, that's a sensible thing for the industry to do. I mean, the government has said this week that they are aiming to reduce road transport emissions by about 30% in the next 13 years, which is ambitious, but I think it should be ambitious. But what we know is that the technology to do that in any meaningful sense for heavy trucks just doesn't exist at this point. So, you know, we've said as an industry we want there to be sort of more low-hanging fruit on offer, and by that I mean, you know, let's talk again about fuel-efficient driving, let's talk again about incentivising fleets to move to Euro 6 and the emerging Euro 7. What's the stuff we can do right now as an industry that lowers emissions? And I haven't heard much encouragement from the government on that, but equally they've been pretty silent on what's coming as well. We have to reduce emissions. It's the absolute right thing to do, and from a number of perspectives, actually. And what we know is that we've got to keep investing in that research and development to ensure that the, you know, the alternatives exist for the road transport industry to take up over the coming decades.
Talking about, one more point, Nick, you mentioned congestion charges. So do you think that is a good idea?
Yeah, we have to congestion charging, I think, because it's a way of funding better transport, that's roading and public transport. I think there's this mistaken idea by the government that they're going to be able to congestion charge and get, you know, domestic vehicles off the roads, and that they're not going to be able to, that's going to mean they're not going to have to build new roads. And then if we think about the growth in the freight task, it's overwhelmingly going to be road-based. If we think about the growth in the population, you know, we're even if we reduce proportionally the number of cars on the road, we're still going to see over time a quite quick growth in overall number of vehicles. So we still have to keep investing in roading. And I would hope that congestion charging is a funding option for that. But sadly, we have not seen. And, you know, Transport in New Zealand will continue to lean on the government and make the case for better, safer roading developments around New Zealand.
Thanks very much, Nick.